You're listening to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, the minister of story here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you've been joining us the last few weeks, you know that we're in a special season we call In His Steps, and today we have a treat for you. Each day this week, our pastor emeritus, John Ed Matheson, is sharing a story from the past about a member who felt called to serve in a particularly impacting way in the Fraser family. We hope these stories serve as a challenge for you as you think about where you might serve Christ in new and creative ways. Here's John Ed.
I thank you for giving me this opportunity to share some stories about folks who have volunteered to serve here at Fraser, and they have discovered how much it means to be able to serve, and the people that they serve get a lot out of it. But the folks who do the serving sometimes get the most out of it. Let me give you a quote. If we must have answers for all potential questions before we start, then we'll never begin. So as you begin to select a place that God wants you to serve, you haven't got to have all the answers. If you wait until you get the answers to potential questions, you'll never start. The best thing to do is just start and then commit it to God and let Him direct you and guide you. Let me tell you such a person who tackled such a job. His name was Ed Hodge. Ed came and joined the church. He had been a Baptist somewhere in his background, and he said, "We don't have many people going to Sunday school. We need to develop a ministry that gets members into some kind of biblical study and a Sunday school." And he said, "Let's do it." And so he had the vision. There was a need. He had a vision to meet that need, and he felt God was leading him to do that. So he took a group of folks and started talking about how can we advance Sunday school. Now, Sunday school attendance was pitiful. And in today's culture, Sunday school and small groups, I'd use those interchangeably. But this was a few years ago, and they called it Sunday school. We didn't have many. He started working. They started doing things. For one thing, they said that if you're going to start a Sunday school and grow it, you have to start new classes. And most churches hadn't started a new Sunday school class in a long time. And if you do start them, you'd give them a room that nobody else wanted. In fact, you almost doomed them for failure. His group came up with the idea, if we're serious about Sunday school, let's give them the best room in the Sunday school building to start. Wow. That means somebody's going to have to give up their room, and this new class would get it. And then he made another suggestion in his group. Made it to the official board, the board of directors, and they adopted it, and boy, it made a big change. A lot of folks in the church don't want to change. Hey, let me say to you, if you get into a ministry that's really meeting a need, you got to have some changes in order to do it. He saw that some classes were growing and some were not. And those that had the most growth were sometimes in the smaller room. His group suggested, why don't we make a policy that every 6 months, let's take the square footage of every room and the average attendance of every class, and let's just swap around and give the classes with the most people the largest room. Wow. A lot of folks said, well, I hope their class will do it. Don't want my class to do it. But you see, if you're going to do ministry, you got to make changes. And this church decided to change and to do that. And there were other things about Sunday school. We started new classes, and there was a degree of competition. Classes soon discovered, if you want to keep your room, you better grow. And so they invited people. And let me tell you what happened here at Fraser. Get this. Because Ed Hodge volunteered to start a ministry to grow the Sunday school, Fraser had the largest average attendance of any Methodist church in America. Get that. We went from nothing to something that was extraordinary. And it surely wasn't the preacher or the staff. It was a layman like Ed Hodge. And boy, it made a difference in Sunday school. God's calling you to do something today. You don't have to have all the answers before you start. Just make a commitment, volunteer to serve in that way, and when God leads you in serving there, He'll also give you leadership and He will bless and supply and provide everything that you need for that. So during the Send His Steps, where's God leading you? You don't have to answer the questions before you start. Just get started and follow Him. And hey, doing that, God will use you in ways that you never dreamed, and you can bless folks that you've never met. And I pray God's blessings upon you as you volunteer to serve in that way.